Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast for this week, Intuition Talks. So, kids is what popped into my head to chat about this week. We're all big kids really, but one difference between adults and ickle children and younger people is quite often our level of openness. Like, it's fascinating how our brains develop and how our kind of beliefs and perception of the world develops as we get older. And when kids are really small, they are so open and so receptive. I mean, if we look at the kind of activity levels of the brain, you know, keeping it simple, there's kind of four main kind of states that our mind gets into. So depending on the level of activity of the brain, so if we measure the like hertz per second of the activity of the brain, we can keep it simple and there's kind of four chunks that we can be in. We can be in a beta state, which is normally our day-to-day state these days. It's us running around, it's us being stressed, it's us being busy. Then beneath that, where we start to chill down a little bit, we get into an alpha state. Now, we can be in an alpha state when we're relaxed, when we're having a giggle with our friends, when we're singing to ourselves in the shower, you know, like sometimes we'll be in the alpha state. And then underneath that, we've got theta and then delta, which is like really deep state where the brain is very open and receptive. And so we have four kind of states. Now, normally when we're awake, we're only in that beta or maybe the alpha state. But when we go to sleep at night, we will always drop down into delta once at least. We come back up into alpha to dream and then we kind of dip back down and kind of go up and down through the sleep cycles over the course of the night. And if you ever see a map of what our states of the brain should be doing over the night, it kind of dips all the way down, comes up, and then doesn't quite go down as far and kind of gets smaller and smaller in how far it dips as the night goes on. So we go through these sleep cycles, and this enables the brain to discharge and clear stuff, and you know, it needs to go into that really relaxed state at least once overnight for it to function really well. Now, in that deep state of delta, where the brain is really relaxed and calm, that is kind of where newborn babies are day in and day out. And the reason for that is they need to learn the most during that period of time. You think about a little toddler. You know, they've got to, or a baby, they've got to learn how to walk, they've got to learn about the world, they've got to stick everything in their mouths. And, you know, they've got massive, massive amount of stuff to learn in a very short amount of time. We will never go through a state of learning that is equivalent to that again. You know, I mean, what you learn in 6 months around that age must be what you learn in about 10 years, really, as an adult. To me, that's my perception of it. I've never looked at the stats on it, but you know what I mean. It's incredible how much there is, you know, that the body is developing and the amount of volume of information that kid is learning to really make sense of the world and how to relate in the world and how to be and how to behave and, you know, all of these different levels and how to communicate and read people and learn cues and signs and all these subtleties that are going on in the background. And that, you know, the kids, they're so open. They, you know, they don't have as many filters as adults do. So kids are very, quite often they will see things that we don't. They have a lot of imaginary friends. You know, they're so much more open. And, you know, to a certain extent, they're in this kind of creative play environment day in and day out, and that's not by accident. We learn more when we're in that kind of playful, joyful place. So, you know, they naturally will try and play all day. That's what they want to do. They just want to, like, from the moment they get up, I watch my nephews, they want to play with cars, they want to whiz those cars around, and then they want to do this, and then they want to do that, and you know, they're just going from one thing to another. They want stimulation, and they, you know, because the brain's developing as well, they need that. And they're going through this massive journey of kind of learning and understanding the world. But the filters aren't there. So the filters come in. They need to learn boundaries, and they need to learn, you know, when it's appropriate to say things and when it's not appropriate to say things. And, you know, that will continue to develop, you know, into adult life, really. And the thing I love, I work a lot in clinic where parents will get in touch for me to do a session for their kids because the kids aren't sleeping, or they're scared of going to bed, or, and quite often they're just so open and receptive that they're seeing things or hearing things or sensing things that, you know, the majority of us wouldn't be able to, because their filters are far wider than ours are, and they're really, you know, they're picking something up. They might not even know what it is. They might not be seeing it, like, or kind of observing it physically as such. But on a subtle level, they're aware of something and it's making them unsettled. So quite often I have to go in there and work out what it is and tidy it up through my filters and my model of the world. But it's you know, something I end up doing quite a bit. And it's a massive part of my work. But, you know, it, like, once you sort that out, it's just consciousness at the end of the day. You know, let's not clear out that little bit of blip in the matrix, as we call it. Then, you know, then they feel a lot more at ease and they're a lot more comfortable. Because a massive part of our makeup as people is that we want to feel safe. So any time that there's something unsettling us, you know, disturbing us and making us feel unsafe, then we're going to seek to tidy that up. And, you know, in some of the things that make kids feel uncomfortable to us, we'd laugh at, but we're not in their model of the world. We can't see how they're, with their filters so open, how things are playing out for them. And it could be, you know, things come down the family line energetically, things in their DNA they've inherited from great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. You know, it could be quirky things or even past life issues. You know, if their past life, they got burnt, they're going to be more fearful of fire in this lifetime, let's say. You know, and, you know, they're going to have a different level of relationship with something based on their past. And we know children in those early years can quite often tap into their past lives. They have more awareness of that than they do of what's going on in this life. There's an amazing case of that child who, I can't remember where it is, he had a memory of being murdered in his past life. And he actually tracked down... They tracked down where he was murdered, and they managed to get the culprit and charge them for his murder. I mean, it's amazing. It came back to sort out the problem. So, you know, I mean, I'm just exploring here and talking about kids. They're so open because they need to learn so much. Now, the brain doesn't stop developing till about 21. So, you know, it's going through these massive shifts. And, you know, keep talking about these, we can keep going back to the same subjects, but, you know, there is this massive appreciation I have for children and what they're going through and what they're learning and how they're developing. It's pretty incredible. But the kids, when we're kids, we play, we explore, we're so in that creative energy, and the creative energy and the intuition really go hand in hand. When we're being creative and we're being active in a playful way with no goal, no needs, things come in. And that's the state we need to be in when we really want to access the intuition. We need to be in that state at play. We need to have no expectations. We need to just explore and just be in that creative state. And then the gems come in. So when you're struggling, you know, when we're struggling in life and, you know, we've got too much work on and we've got too many deadlines and, you know, we can't see the wood for the trees, have some time playing, because that play time You know, like we so dismiss it as adults. You know, I can't play. I'll watch TV to relax, but I'm not going to do anything that's playful. But that playfulness can open up all of the intuition, and we just get ideas and wisdom come in and guidance as to what we should do next or where we need to be in life. And like it's always going to come when we least expect it. But when that playful, creative energy, then it encourages it naturally. And it gives our nervous system and everything else a break from that stress, because we're in that playful state. You know, we're just going to enjoy that and be in that mode, and it's going to take us out of that kind of fight or flight response. We're going to feel a lot safer when we're in that playful state. So for me, I dance a lot. That's my play time. You know, at least 2-3 times a week, I will go dancing, and it's just play. You know, we laugh, we giggle, we fall over, we trip over our own feet, you know, and yet we're learning. You know, for me, like, I can always be a better dancer. There's always more levels. So this, you know, there's a kind of goal to better myself, but there's no expectation with that because it doesn't really matter. I've got no one to compare myself to. I don't really, you know, I'm not going to go and do competitions or anything. You know, it's just play. So it's just an exploration and a playful time for me. Yeah, there's the wanting to get better, because that kind of drives me to do more of it. But it's the fun and the excitement and things that I have alongside that. So find some way you can play, some way you can be creative, even if that's just getting your crayons out and a colouring in book. You know, colouring in for adult kind of books are a great way of playing for some people. Knitting is for others. You know, something where you can be a little creative, a little bit explorational. Is that a word? It's going to give your nervous system some time to rest. It's going to take you into that creative state, and it takes you into alpha. So you're in that relaxed state where you can play and explore, and there you've got better access to the intuition. So find some time to play. Find some ways to bring creativity and play into your life, even if it's just for half an hour a week. Over the course of a year, that will make a massive, massive difference to you. Or go and find your local dance class. Anyway, take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you soon.